Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I want to show you all the moment a MAGA congressman is relentlessly booed by the crowd after defending Trump's most reckless, insane, and dangerous policies. This MAGA congressman visited his own district in Wisconsin. Usually he's in D.C., but he flew back to Wisconsin. He spoke to the people within his district, and they weren't happy. I hate to be corny, but this is genuinely what democracy looks like. Having a constituency that is unhappy about key things like immigration, healthcare, Medicaid being stripped away, and then getting that feedback face to face. Now, it's disgusting that a lot of MAGA politicians are more loyal to Donald Trump than their own constituents, and we see that manifest when they go back to their districts. But in this case, I just want to show you the beauty of democracy, the beauty of like-minded people within a district coming together to say, why are these ICE agents masked? That's a question that they ask. There's even an excerpt of this article that says, an elderly man holding a small American flag later said softly, I am so disappointed, inspiring a younger man to cry out, yeah. You can vision it right there. I am so disappointed in how you represent us and the citizens of Walworth County, the older man continued to applause. Southeast Wisconsin has not been represented by you. President Trump seems to run Southeast Wisconsin through you. That's what I was just saying. A lot of Trump's power base comes through the fact that these MAGA politicians are more loyal to him than they are to their own constituents. Quote, Southeast Wisconsin has not been represented by you. All I have to ask is, I will be out there working hard if you choose to run for any office. Another woman drew more applause when she said, I don't think you're the right fit for us anymore. You know, let's break this down. I'm going to let the Morning Joe show take it away. Make sure you subscribe to the channel below. We'll bring you fast-paced debates and breaking news every single day.
Thank you. District in Wisconsin, where he was met with consistent boos and jeers during a town hall last night in his home district over his support for President Trump's policies. Congressman Brian Stile began his town hall in the town of Elkhorn with the Pledge of Allegiance, during which the crowd emphasized the last words, and justice for all. Striking moment there. Later, several attendees expressed their disappointment with the congressman, including one person who asked why he was not stopping ICE raids by masked agents targeting immigrants.
Why are they wearing masks and why are they unidentified?
We'll probably agree to disagree on some of my answer here, but what I view is the moral hazard created by the Biden administration by allowing the U.S.-Mexico border to remain insecure. And so,
there's more to the video, but I want to emphasize the crowd saying justice for all extra loud when they were doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Justice for all, including the billionaires who are currently ransacking our government. Justice for all, and justice includes due process for people who are here and might be undocumented, or even people who have been here and have been going through the proper processes and are being snatched straight out of immigration courts. But let's continue with this clip.
It's completely fine that we disagree. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing on the topic. President Biden had a different view than I did on the importance of securing the U.S.-Mexico border. But as millions of illegal immigrants came into the United States and there was a lack of action by the federal government, you're now seeing that action take place with the removal particularly of individuals who are in the country illegally.
That is not what's happening. I just want to be crystal clear. The Trump administration is essentially criminalizing the asylum process. They have taken funds meant for the deportation of people who are here illegally and commit crimes, like actual criminals. They've reallocated funds away from those people to deport farm workers and people who are here just to work, just for a better life. People who are trying to follow the proper processes are now being deported at immigration courthouses, which is disgusting. So the idea that they're just correcting what Biden did is not true. There is a valid conversation to be had about how the border should be streamlined. It takes people 9 years to come over here, 12 years to come over here in the legal processes, like through the legal way. There are valid conversations to be had there. That is not what the administration is doing. They're taking the most authoritarian and reckless route possible to deport people who want to be economically productive. That's all that conservatives claim to care about. It's the economy. So a lot of these immigrants are economically productive.
I am so disappointed. I am so disappointed in how you represent us as the citizens of Walworth County. Southeast Wisconsin has not been represented by you. President Trump seems to run Southeast Wisconsin through you. And all I have to ask is I will be out there working hard if you choose to run for any office.
I don't think you're the right fit for us anymore. Yeah! I just think it's time to go. You just don't relate to most of us anymore, and you got to know when to step down. I think it's time.
That was Congressman Stiles' first town hall since the passage of the Republicans' budget mega bill.
I mean, hey, at least when Donald Trump visits other countries, he gets a warm welcome, right? No, when he visited Scotland, protesters trolled him on his way to his golf trip. A man sees through the windshield of a moving vehicle, holds up a sign reading, "This is not Pedophile Island. You are not welcome here." It was made for Trump to see. In Edinburgh, Scotland, as President Trump kicked off a week of golfing in his late mother's home country, hundreds of protesters rallied outside his resorts and in cities across Scotland. He's not liked there, but at least his own coalition is sticking together, right? No, Elon Musk has been mocking Donald Trump for weeks. This reads, Elon Musk mocks Trump's White House Epstein files cover-up. On Friday morning, Elon Musk quote tweeted a viral post highlighting the lack of accountability for Epstein's network. The tweet featured an image of Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell, along with a caption noting the government's ability to track the population's movement. And it's Elon Musk doing a Blind Simpson meme over a post that says, "Just a reminder, the government tracked everyone's movements, but failed to track a single customer of Jeffrey Epstein." Now, I don't even know if the first part is true about tracking movement during COVID, but we do know the government is absolutely covering up the Jeffrey Epstein files. Donald Trump's coalition is rapidly falling apart. People are booing him. People are booing anybody who's defending him, and he can't answer questions straight. Look at him today on the White House lawn.
Say that was right.
7 years from the time that you learned that people were being stolen from Mar-a-Lago to the time that you picked up, that you took from Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I don't understand your question.
What an insane cop-out. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. And peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.